What I'd like to talk this evening is the mocker for Tkia Shofar. And as we'll see, you know, it's not as pashut as you would think. You know, like it says like the Dalmi creates other, it's very befurish. Even though, you know, the Rambam still says we need a Masora to know what's Priyetzadar, what's Kapos Tamarim, you know, still not Pashut. But Shofar, you'll see, is very ambiguous. In fact, the word Shofar never appears in the Chumash in the context of Rosh Hashanah. You never think about it. But the word Shofar in the Torah is never said in the context of Rosh Hashanah. State in Emor by Daber Hashem El Moshe Leimor, page 1. Daber El Bnei Yisrael Leimor B'Chodesh Hashavi Recha L'Chodesh Yelachem Shabbos and Zichron Shua. So Zichron Shua, that's one pasuk, which Rashi learns Zichron Shua Pesukei Zichron is Pesukei Shofars. Right? Rashi learns that it's going on the Pesukei, which many point out as a chiddush, because the pashtus is the Pesukei Zichronus Pesukei Shofres is only the Rabbanim. So for Rashi to touch up a pasuk in Chumash that it's referring to this, the pashup shot, like the Ramban says, Zichron Trua means that you blow the shofar, and Hashem remembers us through the shofar. But not like what Rashi says, like what Ramban says, that Zichron Trua is oichid a tekiyah shofar. But Rashi learns that it's one of the Pesukei Zichronis, which the Rishonim are a little bit bothered with Rashi, because Mehechi Tesi, that's a Din D'Oraisa. Zichron means that through the Trua, we're Mala as Zichronis Lefnei Hashem. But it's through the Etzem HaTrua. So that's one Pasuk. Then, and we'll see, and then in Parshas Pinchas on page 2, Shteit v'chodesh hashvi v'chad l'chodesh mikra chodesh yalachem kula lechaz avoda lo sasu yom tshuva yalachem. So that's another pasuk. Again, the word shofar shteit nisht. And there's a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. What? With chatzotzos maybe.
Tikkun
b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu is a pasuk in Tehillim.
Okay,
it's a pasuk in Tehillim. But shofar,
you know, like some of the Shabbos we put on shofar, sukkim that are in Nachna.
Fine. But a basic mitzvah d'oraisa like shofar, you would think would have made it into Chamisha Chumashei Torah. You wouldn't have thought it was just a capital Tehillim. Yeah. And then there's another question that we'll see that's pointed out by one of the Achronim. You know, the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah here on page 3 in Chav Tesamid Beis. Yantiv Shal Rosh Hashanah Shachal Yos B'Shabbos. So, B'Mikdash Hayu Kol Tokim V'lo B'Medina. So the Gemara says, Manani Medina Rav Levi Bar Lachva Amar Rav Abba Rechama bar Chanina, Kosov Echad Ome Shabbos Zichron Shua, Kosov Echad Ome Yom Shua Lechem, Lokasha. Can be Yontav Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, can be Yontav Shechal Yos B'Chol. That Yontav Shechal Yos B'Chol is Yom Shua. Yontav Shechal Yos B'Shabbos is Zichron Shua. Then the Gemara asks Kashas on this. But according to this Pshat in the Gemara, especially if you learn like Rashi and Chumash, so where's the Iker Pasuk that you have to blow shofar according to Rashi and Chumash? Is this Pasuk, Yom Tshuva, because Rashi teaches Zichron Tshuva is the Psukim. So Yom Tshuva is the Iker Pasuk. Yom Tshuva Yelachem. So what's the problem with that? So Rav Shmelka Talmanfeld in the Sefer has a whole mimer. It's a Pella, he says. What's the Kasha? Pinchas is the Parsha of Korbanos. Korbanos HaMoedin. The mitzvahs hayoyim of the yomim tovim is never in Pinchas, right? None of the mitzvahs hayoyim are in Pinchas. The mitzvahs hayoyim are of Emor. So Loit Shitas Rashi is very schwer. That Zichron Tshuva, which is not even referring to Shofar, that's an Emor. Yom Tshuva is in Pinchas, which is the Iker Pasuk. It's a Shver Zach. Mehechi Tesi, that we should have the Mitzvah Hayoim of Shofar. Again, the word Shofar we didn't even hear yet. But Naniach, that it's going to be learned out from Yom Tshuva Yelachem. But that Pasuk should be an Emor. Because the Mitzvah of the Korbanos of the Yom Tovim are in Pinchas. But the mitzvahs that are not karbonos and not in Pinchas, they're all in what? In Emor. So why would by Shofar all of a sudden in Pinchas?
Another
question, Mutum Mubar. I mean, you're putting it in the parsha of karbonos.
Things can come out of place, right?
Yeah, but so you have to explain why.
Okay.
You have to explain why.
Fine.
May I tell you that it should be over here? Must be a reason. We'll see. So we know that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah on Tazayin Amar Aleph, page 4. Amar Yitzchak, Lama Tokim Rosh Hashanah? Lama Tokim? Rahman Omar Tiku. What do you mean Lama Tokim? The Torah says Tiku. El Lama Marim. Why do we have Truas? Marim? Rahman Omar Zichron Truah. And lama tokim murim shem yoshvin, v'tokim murim shem omdin, kidei la'arbeif ha'sotom. And we discussed last week more about this. But we have the tkiyas, the miyushav tkiyas, the umad, la'arbeif ha'sotom. Tosif has the famous kasha, so why isn't it bal Tosif? Why is it bal Tosif? You're blowing extra tkiyas. You're blowing. So it's a chor. Once you blew the first 30, you yotzei the deraisa. The deraisa is only tkiyah, trua, tkiyah, tkiyah, trua, tkiyah, tkiyah, trua, tkiyah at most. Three tarat, but we're not sure what a trua is, whether it's trua or it's shvarim or shvarim trua. So we blow the three combinations, and you get 30 koilas. So 30 koilas, you yotzei all the sveikas. Midaraisa. It's a genug shine. Then they now make another 30, and what we discussed last week, the Mea Koilas. The Chorus, it's a classic Bal Tosif.
It's a minag. Sister, his mother, whatever.
Right, as we discussed last week. But who makes it tasty to have such a. I mean, it's more than a minag. I mean, 100 Koilas is a minag.
Yeah.
But the Kias, the Miusha, the Miumad, that's not a minag, that's in the Gemara. In other words, the Parshat Shav means we do the 30 Koilas before the Shmon Esrei, before Musaf. Then we do another 30 Koilas in Musaf. So, yeah, that's the simple Shav. And in the Shmon Esrei, we discussed last week whether you do it in the Shtilo or you do it only in the Chazar Sashatz is a question. We discussed that last week. But the Hechi Taisi that you should be able to add Koilas. It should be an Issa Daraisa of Bal Tosif. You can't. If you put on two pairs of tefillin at once, listen carefully. Hear me out before you. hear me out. You violate Bal Tosif.
There's a guy who sits right there who does it.
Oh, so no, he doesn't. This guy who sits right here who does it. Is putting on different pairs of tefillin. So the mother shop one is no good. You understand? But to put the same pair on, two of the same pair on,
what's different about the two pairs? It's Al Pizor that they have two different...
No, in other words, if you have Rashi, Rabbi Natam, so then one of them is kosher, one of them is not.
To wear them at the same time.
Right. So there are people in the world who wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time.
Again, they can't be able... They can't be both
closed? No. Well, that we have to learn the union of that. But Lamaisa, the people who wear the tools at the same time are wearing two different pairs of tefillin.
If somebody wants to be a mosque, put on, let's say, Rashi tefillin, and then put on a second pair of Rashi tefillin, making the first pair out of psul that he didn't know, and then put on a third pair and a fourth pair, right? Obviously, guys, we should know. But if somebody wanted to do that, would you call that Bal Tosif?
No.
No. So here, when you're blowing all these extra kolos,
no, I'm not bothered. I'm not bothered by the 30, because then you're not sure which one it is.
But maybe they weren't coming. Your suffix in the second set is that maybe the first set, you know, we don't know for sure which is a shishvar or two, right?
Right.
But maybe the guy who blew it didn't blow it kosher.
Perhaps.
Because you have a few. There's a
suffix, but we're not necessarily...
That's not really the second third.
Right, but we're not necessarily doing different...
Well, that's not necessary.
But we're not doing that. We're not doing that. We're just doing it to be in the tzkiya.
That's why
you're yaitzah
with only one, but if somebody wanted to put on five, you wouldn't be over multiple.
Five what?
Five rashi's going, one after the other.
So he's not.
I'm agreeing with you that it's not necessary and it's not a funkai. If somebody wanted to do it, if it sees a mishugana, granted. But
no, but at the same time? At the same time?
No,
not at the same time.
Not at the same time?
Not at the same time.
Okay, so
yeah, so then. Yeah, right.
I'm saying the same thing here. If you've got a possible, let's say the Baltakea, rather than not the coal. If properly done according to Shulchan Aruch, you've got a possible the kavona of the Baltakea. So then the second set of kairos is not the same as the first set.
Yeah, but why should Behani take that as possible?
Who says in his kavon b'chara the first? Okay, right?
Yeah, but generally, if you do to the
tomorrow Shushan.
But you know, there's a shayla. Someone told me he asked the shayla to Rabbi Rakefet from Yerushalayim. So he gave me the background of the shayla. It's in Negros Moshe. You can look it up. If you look at the old houses, and some of them, he grew up in the Bronx. Maybe I'm sure everyone has seen this site. This is the site. You go to an old house, and you see the small mezuzah there. 10 coats of painting have been going on this. On this mezuzah, you know, who knows what's under there? It might be a perfect mehudatik mezuzah, but it might be, you know. So he wants to check it, but to have to unearth that is like. Yeah.
Oh, so he second mezuzah.
So he just wants to buy. I'll buy a new mezuzah, and I'll put it up without taking it. So yes, Rav Moshe, can I do that? So Rav Moshe said, if you do that, you can violate the safek bal tosef. He said, you got it as hard as it is. You gotta get out that mezuzah, and then you can put up the other mezuzah. But if you leave that mezuzah there, even you know, because it's a possibility, it might be kosher. And now you put another mezuzah there. Now you have two mezuzahs on the same door. That's well taken.
So the suffix is that the mezuzah is not kosher, not just that it's a suffix within of that without it.
Yeah, in other words, some of that mezuzah is either pasul or. You know, regular
so
standard.
Kosher is for sure. It's not a suffix.
So then you're going to put on two kosher mezuzahs on the same door.
That's definitely not.
That's baltos.
Mezuzah is something we're careful about baltosif with, right? The only myth, rather than putting one horizontal and one vertical, we put it on the slant. To cover the stuff.
What happens if you have a rashi and a vein time, right? And you put on two shoyad also. Are you here to?
Two shalyads of
one for Rashi, one for the Vein Tam. You're not supposed to wear the same.
Yeah, so that's okay.
So, but if you wear, you could put on two Rashis?
No, not two Rashis.
So you can't put on two Rashis.
Two Rashis is Baal Tosef.
Even though you have a special pair of Rashis that goes together with the Vein Tam, which is also both down shift, let's say you have two pairs, you don't put it on the same time.
Two pairs of what?
Of Rashis.
Of
shalyad.
Yeah,
so you can't
put it
on
the same.
You can't put it on
because it's Baal Tosef.
Why?
Because the Yotze with the one, you're putting on two. That's.
But maybe it goes with the Vein Tam there, but no, because you could Yotze.
Because you Yotze with the first Rashi, now you're putting on a second Rashi.
It's
the same tefillin you're putting on, so that's Baal Tosef.
Well, can't you bring two Shal Rosh? It's just
the Shal Rosh. The Rashi.
Yeah, I mean, no, they could wear two Shal Yaz also.
Yeah, they wear
usually. They wear those who wear.
Well, whoever wears.
It
has to be different tefillin, different sukk tefillin. One Rashi.
It covers one of them up, in fact, if I remember. He's a special yarmulke he wears, which covers one of them up.
Because he doesn't want to look weird.
Is that it? He looks weird. You know, something sticking up inside your
yarmulke. Yeah. Baal Tosef means you're not allowed to add to mitzvahs. Like, say for a classic example, if I would take, instead of dal minim, I take five species. First, I'll take a lulav, an esrog, hadas, and a ravis, and a carrot. It's a piece of celery. So then you violate Baal Tois.
Celery is luk, no? Why is that Baal Tois? If you sit in the sukkah on a ninth day or whatever, that's Baal Tois. If you're extending something beyond the parameters, but if you add something that's meaningless, how's that Baal Tois? Adding the celery to it.
Because you're making five minim. Five minim is Baal Tois. Just like
celery is not a min.
Sure, it is a min. No, it's not luft. If you put it in l'shem mitzvah, you're taking it in l'shem mitzvah, then it's not luft. It's
okay. So if it's luft, if I have as a mitzvah,
yeah.
Why is the kosher called not bon taking?
Well, it's the min of the lulav.
Made from the same min. Because it's from the same min. If it wasn't the same min, let's say you tied it together with string, that would be.
Oh, so that depends on the shayla of lulav tzarek eged and lulav ein tzarek eged. But
why do people go with the famous tzitzis in such a machlokes, where the eight way machlokes on how you tie?
Right.
Once you put on all the tzitzis, all the different ones, one of which mamsha, one of them is kosher, the other one's not.
Yeah.
So you put in a whole bunch of pairs of tzitzis, all the different shittas on one talis.
From one town.
One is kosher, the other one's not.
Someone was telling me Kansas City is a tchelis town. Like, people like to wear tchelis.
Yeah, well, you have to know what's likuva and what's not likuva.
Huh?
Because not everything is likuva.
I'm positive of that.
Yeah. Kesher Elyon Daraisa. One Kesher. That was the famous drasha of Menachem Zemba. It was a play on the Gemara Menachos. Kesher with the Elyon, with the Yibayin Shalom, is through the Torah, Kesher Elyon Darais. So that's what the Gemara, it was a drush, but it merely means that one Kesher enough, you're Yotze the Darais. So all these other different permutations is not necessarily the Guva. Well, so Tosis asked this Kasha. On the top Tosis. He has the kasha tema top line. Hakaover mishum bal toisif. So he says v'yishloimar. Last word alone is v'yishloimar. The ain shayich bal toisif asiyas mitzvah achas beis pa'omim. Whereas if you repeat a mitzvah, that's not bal toisif. Whereas if you add to the mitzvah, that's bal toisif. If you repeat a mitzvah, that's not bal toisif. So here you're just repeating the mitzvah. Again and again and again. So that's not about toys.
The five pairs of tefillin. It's not a repetition of the mitzvah.
Has it been the same time or not?
It's by Rashi and Rebbe Tam. You wear two.
Rashi and Rebbe Tam. Madashah, one of them is no good.
That's only
for Rosh. No, even the Yashayah too.
Why is one no good? But they're the same. Rashi and Rebbe Tam. The same exact.
Shel Yad, they're the same. Because there's only one compartment?
Yeah, they're together.
Yes, sir. Any time it's the same, then it's going to be Baltosif. If it's different. Yeah, because Tosif says to repeat a mitzvah. Here he's not repeating a mitzvah. He's doing.
I don't know what he read.
So that's.
Some people say Krishma a bunch of times to make sure they're yoked. And I'm a football and quit. They're worried that they're not yoked. They say it a bunch of times.
Krishma, you actually can say.
Yeah.
I can say Ashrei all the time also.
Okay.
Yeah, and really, I mean, it's not so pashy. You should be pashy to say one Krishma one time. That's it.
Maybe say the first line.
Yeah, right.
But the rest of it you could say.
Yeah, okay, if you
want to. Wait, you should only.
By wearing multiple.
First line we say multiple times.
No, we don't. I mean, Shmaishal Hashem Okeinu Hashem Echad, and repeat that.
We say it in Sukkot Zimra, you know, in case we don't.
No, when we say it.
We satisfy
one after the other.
That's right.
One after the other is Mexic Yishtei Rishuyas, as Mar says.
We don't say it next. We don't after the other.
Right.
But we say it later on in this field.
Yeah.
Maybe you worried you didn't have kavanah. You said Shema, and then you said the pasuk. You worried that maybe I didn't have kavanah
that I said the part that I didn't say with enough kavana.
It's called OCD.
But if you're wearing the five pairs of tefillin, it's not considered a repetition of the same mitzvah. It's considered.
If what?
If you wear the five pairs of Rashi tefillin, it's not considered.
At the same time?
At the same time. So that's not considered a repetition of the mitzvah.
That's considered you doing the multiple mitzvahs at the same time. But if you keep blowing shofar at Zachar Zev, that you can blow the whole day. And then and it's not both choices.
Because?
Because you're just repeating a mitzvah.
You're doing the same mitzvah again.
But you have to do it in units of 10 or 30, right?
You can't make more of a mitzvah.
Otherwise, it's not a mitzvah shalem.
You can't blow a shvarim 4 times. That would be a difference. But you could blow the shvarim 10 times. The regular shvarim, 3 cards of that shvarim.
Yeah, that's a discussion.
So instead of saying
you blew two shofars at the
three,
same
four,
time,
three. If I do 3, 5, 3, is that baltosa?
Well, three bottles, three.
Tekiah shvarim trua, right? Or no, tekiah shvarim tekiah. So if instead of 3 shvarims, I do 4 shvarims.
Yeah, okay. So that's a whole other discussion about when are you allowed to add to the shvarims or to the truas?
But you could do more than 9, right?
So that's a separate. I mean, even Rambam says by hadasim also.
If you blew 2 shofars at the same time, that would be about close.
If you blew 2 shofars at the same time.
That'd be because he's blowing 2 shofars. So
that's not really whether you could be even yield to anything because straight call it on Mishtamai. Okay. But that's Tosis Shita. The Rashba says a different terrace. The Rashba says, on page 7 on the bottom, he says, Mistabra de Lokosha Klau, de Lom Hosam Digam Shem Bal Tosif El Mashu Mosif Midasa Atzma. He says, Bal Tosif is only when you make your own Hosafa. But if you're just following Takharis Chazal, the Chazal have the right. You're on Shehosif Bracha Mishalo. That in the Duchenin, instead of just saying the prescribed brachas in the Duchenin, you add an extra bracha. That's why there's a whole discussion in the, when they give Yashukayach to the Kohen, and then he says, Bruchim Tiyu, is that Baal Tosif. That's a whole discussion.
Right.
Okay. If you add mitzvahs, inami yoshein b'shmini b'sukkah b'miskavin l'mitzvah. Whereas, say in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah shmini atzeres. In America, chutzlar, it's so the pashas you do, whole different discussions. But in Eretz Yisrael, that's Baal Tosif to sit for an Israeli. I'm talking. So for a Ben Eretz Yisrael to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, that's an Avera Daraisa.
What if your kavana is simply it's a nice day outside and I'm gonna sit outside?
What if your kavana?
Only if you have the kavana that you're doing
the ultimate.
If you just want to join your American guests.
So that's his word. He says, in other words, he gives a different word than the Rashba. He says, "Stab the kosher cloud, the omra hosam the ikam mishum bal toisif, al mashal mosif, oh, midas atzmo. Mashal mosif midas atzmo." Anytime you add for your own volition. So by shofar, we're not adding the chachamim tell us to do it. So now let's see what the mocker is for the shofar. So the mocker for shofar is a pasuk in Behar on page 8. This is where the word shofar appears in Chumash, in Parshas Behar, in Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. In Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, when the they blow the shofar for to free the slaves. So it says, "Avarta shofar trua b'chodesh shvi be'asor l'chodesh v'yom mekipurim tavir shofar b'chol arzakam." So this is the first time that we see the word shofar in Chumash. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is going to darshan b'chodesh shvi b'chodesh shvi. That it says b'chodesh shvi on Rosh Hashanah and b'chodesh shvi on Yom Kippur shal Yovel. So just like over there it's shofar, over here it's shofar as well. That's what the Gemara says. On page 9 here, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Tana Rabbanim, Minayin Sheva Shofar, Talmud Loma, Varta Shofar Torah, Eilor B'Yovel, Rosh Hashanah, Minayin, Talmud Loma, V'Chodesh HaShvi, Ein Talmud Loma, V'Chodesh HaShvi, Ma Talmud Loma, V'Chodesh HaShvi, Sheyikol, Shrua, Shachodesh HaShvi, Zeh Kazeh. That all the blowing of the Shofar in the month of Tishrei, so how many do we have in the month of Tishrei? We have Rosh Hashanah, and we have Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. They all should be the same thing. Meaning they should all be with a shofar, not with chatzotzos, with a shofar.
You don't blow the chatzotzos in Shanah Tashvi?
Bark the shofar trua, b'chodesh Shvi. Okay. And then the Gemara here on Yom Medala and Medala from page 10 continues.
This is probably talking about every Yom Kippur, or specifically
Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, only the Jubilee, the 50th year of the cycle, is Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. And then the Gemara, you know, says that how do you know? Because it's a Taviru Shofar, so you know that there's a Shofar before, a Shofar after, and Pshutul Fonel, Tchatim Chuam, Pshutul Achara, Chua Yiskol, all those things. So the question at hand, so the couple of questions that we have to reckon with. One is, what is the bracha we make on Shofar? So we know, we make the bracha Shmoa Kol Shofar. Even though, if you look at the Rosh on page 11, Rabbi Natan says no. Chassid Rabbi Natan doesn't like that. Somebody just called me. They have an emergency Shiloh. I see. So, yeah. Okay, I'm in the middle of a shiur. Can I call you back in 15 minutes? Okay? Okay, 15 minutes, I'll call you back. Okay, bye-bye. So Rabbi Natan says, Yesh Levarach, Alt Kiyah Shofar. Because that's the Maisa Mitzvah, the Kiyah Shofar. So, and Rav Yos says, no, Tzorach Levarach, Hashem L'Shem 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 Shmoa, be called shofar, or call shofar. Okay, so we passed it. So this discussion of Rabbi Natan is a longer discussion. I'm not going to be able to complete here now. But let me ask you a following question. So listen, care. So what do we say? L'shmoya, call shofar. That's how we. Right. And what do we do in the Shmoneh Esrei? Shomer Kol Turas Amo Yisrael Barachim. So it comes out like this. The first 30 Pashas, that's the Daraisa. So what do we do when we're blowing for Shofar for the Daraisa? We mention Shofar, even though Shofar is not mentioned in the Chumash. When we're doing the Drabanan of Tchias the Me'umad, then we don't mention Shofar. we mention what it says in the Chumash, Shomer Kol Tzuros. So it's funny, you would think, by the Daraisa, you would say the Lashon HaKol, we're doing the reverse. By the Daraisa, we're doing the Lashon, the Chazal, Shofar, and when we're doing it in the Shemona Esrei, which is the Rabbanon, so then, what? We're doing the Lashon HaTorah of Trua, and not Shofar. So the Chasam Sofer points this Ha'ara out. He says, the Amarti, look on page 13, this is the new printing of the Drushas Chasam Sofer. It was recently reprinted. Drushas Chasam Sofer. He says, Vamarti, see Vamarti? On the left side of page 13. Amadi Ishlachkor Madu Mevarchim Lishmo Kol Shofar Utfila Mevarchim Shomer Kol Trua Samo Yisrael Lamrina Kol Shofar B'Travayim. Either we should say Kol Shofar both places or Kol Trua B'Travayim. Right? Why we Yishlom Rosh Hashanah Lo Niska Shofar B'Torah Ki Im Yom Trua V'Zichron Trua Ech Shiyah B'Shofar Hu Mitor Shebal Peh Migzer Shava Chodesh Shvi Miyom HaKippurim Tavir Shofar Trua Alkein b'tkiyas shehim daraisa b'torah shebichsav. Rotsu chazal rameis benusach habrochas kabbalah torah shebalpeh. Whereas when we're doing the torah shebichsav, we're doing daraisa, you have to realize that you can't do daraisa without you have to be reminded about the torah shebalpeh. So by the daraisa, we mention what? Kol shofar, which is learned out from torah shebalpeh, from gzeirah shava of b'chodesh shvi. Alkein b'vrachim l'shmo kol shofar shub gzeirah shava. Shebal peh. Uvesei de brachas sheim midrabanon lo yischametz levav enosh la b'shirus libam holchim chazal m'sachnim v'asher yirtzu v'hu chutz mitor shebichsav v'kem v'rachim shomer kol tru atamo yisrael shu b'loshen hakotsu b'kroa b'hedya b'rosh Hashanah. In other words, well, you always have to be reminded about the other thing. When you're doing the Daraisa, you have to be reminded. When you're doing the Daraisa, you have to make sure that you're doing it the way the Torah Shebal Peh explains the Daraisa. Right, and when you're doing the Drabanan, you have to realize that the Drabanan only exists as a hemshech of the Daraisa. So
So why doesn't Lashon HaBracha mention both then?
So that's why when we do the Daraisa, we want to remember the. You have to be reminded the Torah Shebal Peh, because you have to remind them. You do the Daraisa, don't think, you know, we're only looking at the Chumash. You got to do the Daraisa pi Torah Shebal Peh. So Dafka by the Daraisa it mentions Shofar, which is Torah Shebal Peh, because the Torah Shebal it doesn't mention the Shofar, the Chasam Shofar. And when you're doing the Rabbanon of Tukiyos the Me'umad, so then you have to be reminded of the Chumash when you're doing the good to show that the Rabbanon doesn't exist on its own right, but the Rabbanon is because they get the power from the Torah, and they're working, they're not their own agency, so to speak.
So therefore,
in other words, if you think about the Nusach HaBracha on the first 30, and the Nusach HaBracha we make on the Shmon Esrei is very different. Shomea Kol Shofar is the first bracha, and then in the Shmon Esrei you say Shomea Kol Truas Amo Yisrael Barachamim, but we don't say Shofar, and we say Dafka the Lashon Trua. And then the first one, that's the Daraisa, we should say Shofar, which just doesn't appear in the Chumash. So a couple of things. There's a sefer called Imre Yosef. Imre Yosef is the Spinker Rebbe. And what they did was, they came out with a sefer Likutei Imre Yosef. Basically what they did was that all the Shver pieces that are like Kabbalah, things like that, they took out. So this is the abridged version of the Spinker Rebbe's Torahs. So he says a word like this. We know the Chazal say that Elokim b'tzrua, page 14 on the left side. Elokim b'tzrua, Hashem b'kol shavar. B'shach shakadosh baruch hu yoshev ha'ole al kisei din. Bedinu all of my time, all of Kim Tsuro, Bashash Sol, Noklim as a Shofre, Tokim for Akash Brochu, Obi Mikise Adin, Vyosha Bikise Rachman. When we blow shofar, Akash Brochu moves from the Kise Din to the Kise Rachman. So why is that? So he says a beautiful word. There's a famous Yisoid, page 15, from the Magid of Mezrich. The Magid of Mezrich says like this, that we know, and I could spend the whole night on this word from the Magid of Mezrich, because there's so much to say about it. But the Magid of Mezrich says that the Yud Gimel Midos Shatoda Dreshesh Behem, right, if we come early enough to say Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, right, is Talmud Chomer, Gezeirah Shoviv, etc. Then the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim are paralleled. That's why, if you hold, Ariza holds, the question how you count the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim. Is it Hashem? Hashem is the first two? Or so Ariza says no. Hashem Hashem is introduction. The first one is Kel. Rachum, Mechana, etc. So if you hold like that Cheshbon, like the Ariza, that Kel is the first. So what's the famous, the first one? When Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo for his sister in Baloiska, what did he say? Kel no, refor no lo. So Hashem should give her a fruit. So what was the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Bavia Yorach, Yorach Bafonel, that was the ultimate what? Kal v'chomer. So he says, you want to be open, the orier, the mida of Kel? You darshan a Kal v'chomer. Because that's the first of the midas. Of Rachamim is Kel, so the first of the Mitzvah Midah Shatara is Rachamim is Kal v'chomer. Now, if you want to be Ma'orer the Midah of Rachum, so what do? You darshan the second thing, Gezeirah Shava. So that's why Shofar Dafka came Dorch of Gezeirah Shava. Because it doesn't say Beferi Shofar, because we Dafka learned Bechodesh Hashvi, Bechodesh Hashvi, that it should be learned because to be Ma'orer Rachamim. That's the Sfinker Rebbe's work. Then there's another sefer here, one of my favorite words that I like to say over from the Maram Brisk, from Mordechai Brisk. He's an Hungarian Rav. Mordechai Brisk. Maram Brisk. So I'll say the words. His word is, it's a whole drasha here, you can look. But he says like this. He says, what's the point in, why do we have to learn now to Yom Kippur Shal Yovel? He says, what's Yom Kippur Shal Yovel? Yom Kippur Shal Yovel is the Shichur Avodim. Right? He says, if a person doesn't follow the Ribbono Shel Olam, so the word is, a lot of times, a person is meshubat. A person is meshubat to his mammon, is meshubat to his avodah zarah. There are a lot of shibudim. Rav Herschel Schachter once mentioned, we say, ani avdecha ben amasach v'tachta l'mosei rai, you would think, fakir. Ani avdecha, then I have the shackles. Not my shackles were removed. So Rav Schachter said, over, the pshat is, because a person is Eved Hashem, that's the ultimate cheres. Because this way Hashem teaches you how to live a balanced life without being meshuba to. So that's the idea. A person does tshuva with the shofar, so now he's a ben chorin. Now he's a ben chorin. He says, and he has a whole drasha, but they'll show you to summarize here on page 18, on the bottom. Says Al Kain Emer Hashanim Tura Yelachem Shul Nilma Biyovel Shul B'Shofa SheTachliso LaAchrish Avodim Yotzim LeChayrus. That where you're being Yotzei LeChayrus, where Yotzei LeChayrus. Vim Kain Gamata Ben Adam Teida Shel Fenech Chom Lechas Avodim LoSosul Shulutino Gvinah Gavodim. Because a person, you know, all the people that are, you know, in the world who don't have a Torah. You think, oh, they're gewaldig, they're so free, they can eat whatever they want. No, fakir. They're the avodim. People who are on drugs and other things, all these addictions are avdus. All these addictions are avdus. So the dafka, so he says a different word than the the speaker Rebbe said the Gezeira Shomer. He says the word of to show you the idea that we want to show that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is the same shofar of the Shichur Avodim. It's the same shofar of the Shichur Avodim. You're freeing yourself from all the shibudim. The shibud. You're giving Hashem to Hashem. It's a freedom. It's not, like Rav Shechter put down. You have the chomer amasech b'tachtel mosayrai. It allows you a person meshubat to avodah zara, meshubat to all the taivas and all the things. It's a shibud. It's not a cheres. It's a shibud. So your shun is the ultimate cheres. We go free. Because now we're not. In other words, normally a person has all these taivas and all these addictions and all these things. That's a shibud. The person gets rid of this, then he's a ben chorin. Yeah, because we can mekabel all malchus shamayim. We become all malchus. So that means we're not going to work with what we're right. And the last point is what's in the Sefer Zichur and Shmuel, as with Shmuel Taubenfeld, and he deals with the question, so why in Parshas Pinchas? Right? Mehechi Taisi, the mitzvah should be in Parshas Pinchas. So he says, bottom line, page 19, That's where his throne is. So that's where you have the inauguration, so to speak. So Mamela Pinchas is the parsha of Korbanos, parsha of the Mishkan, the Mikdash. So this mitzvah pas, it should be in Parshas Pinchas. This is the parsha of the Mikdash, of the Mishkan, etc. Because that's the mokum of the Iker Hashros Hashchinas, where we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the other mitzvahs in Moadim are in Emor. But this one mitzvah that Kiya Shofar is up there is in Parshas Pinchas, because this is the mitzvah of Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his Kisei Melucha is by the Mikdash. Shulam Mleim Asahechol, and Mikdash Mala, Mikdash Mata, etc.
So that's the answer we were.
Right, so he's that's the answer
the question
for that question. Exactly. So Rabosai, so it comes out that we discussed tonight the Makoros, because it's not one pasuk, it's not one thing. Shofar is much more ambiguous. It's from Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, and it's Dafka learned out from Gezeira Shava. So this is the idea that we have to learn out Dafka from Yom Kippur Shel Yovel to show the Darshan of Gezeira Shava, to show that we're Shichur Avodim, and to show that we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's and we're mechazik ourselves the Indian of Torah Shabbal Peh, Dafka and Shofar, because the Dafka, and that's why we mention it. And it's this mitzvah is a mitzvah that you see, in the end of the day, the Rambam says that the Esrog Lulav, we have Mesoras, what it's supposed to be, but at the end of the day you can point to this Pasuk. This is the Pasuk of Create other, kapos tamar. Here, there's nothing to point to. There's no word shofar. The shofar had to be learned out from Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. There's no word shofar in the Torah by Rosh Hashanah, because they wanted to make that link. They wanted to make sure we made the Gezeira Shava, the Me'omer Rachmim. They wanted to make sure that we had the message that Rosh Hashanah is also Shichur Avodim.
Why in Kiddush do we say the pasuk from Tehillim?
You mean in the morning?
Yeah. Normally what we say at Kiddush is sort of the scriptural support.
Yeah, so what do we say in Kiddush? Elam Ode Hashem, right. 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 Or by Pesach. By Pesach we say... you say Eilam Mordei Hashem, Mikrei Kodesh. By the Bema Hashem, Es Mordei Hashem of Israel.
Mikrei Kodesh.
Right. So what pasuk would we have said? It doesn't matter. But he's just asking where does the minute. You don't have to say. You say just Baruch Hashem.
You see at night that you do make the big Kiddush.
Yeah, night we say. Yom Shura.
Kiddush Rabbah doesn't matter if you don't say anything.
Right, but I guess. But he wants to know the minhag. There is a minhag that we do say it, so he wants to know.
The minhag sort of reflects for Chazal where the mitzvahs.
Okay, but I guess this is the only. Probably is the one pasuk that capsulizes the yantar. In other words, you don't have one pasuk, you know. That
if you're going to read this pasuk, you know, the Yom Shura, you're going to end up having to explain it to everybody who's listening to the Jewish.
Yeah.
So that's become the whole the half-hour explanation why you're saying this.
Yeah, no one would know it.
If they don't know
it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If blowing the shofar is a mitzvah, you're right, why do we not blow the shofar on Shabbos?
So the simple jot, the way the Gemara ends in the Bavli is because of carrying.
Because of carrying?
Yeah, you might come to carry.
So why would, if that's the case, I guess, why do we blow the shofar on Yom Kippur when it falls on Shabbos at the very end of Yom Kippur?
Because it's over.
So we could bring it.
Yeah, but
left it next door.
Is that the chashash that they're going to bring it to shul on Shabbos and Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur is also
the
carrying and
Yom
Kippur as well.
Right.
But why is the concern different on Yom Kippur?
Because we don't do it on Yom Kippur.
You don't do it on Yom Kippur. You don't
have to
Yom
Kippur.
Yeah, so what, if you're waiting for the shofar, then we can bring it from wherever.
After Shabbos is over and come back, is that...
So on shofar, if the mitzvah would be Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, so then we'd have we'd come to carry on Shabbos. Here... It's
but you're just as likely because you're not going back after unless
to Taka. It's still in the Gila, right? You haven't.
They weren't goes there.
Huh?
Simple. They weren't goes there.
They weren't goes
there. Then Yom Kippur, even regularly Yom Kippur, you have the same problem. It's not mostly to carry a shofar on Yom Kippur called coal.
Right. But with his own.
So why would they? How could they be going there on Shabbos?
Gozer and Rosh Hashanah Shachal Yes B'Shabbos the Gozer because the mitzvah is on the day.
So if Shofar is a mitzvah Aseh D'Oraita and not carrying on Shabbat is a mitzvah Lota Aseh, then shouldn't the mitzvah of shofar overcome
that? No, because it's not the same time. It's first you're carrying and then you're blowing. And also it's a lo sasa sheish bo karis, which is where you don't say asei shofar. Okay, Rabbosa, let me wish you everyone a ksiva chasiva tova, good gemen shior. You should have a year of good health and all harchovas hadas and all the good brachas for everybody. And Bez Hashem will continue learning during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva that Wednesday night, the regular Wednesday night, we'll have the shiur on Yom Kippur Shachal Yos B'Shabbos. Okay.